we just want to say thank you unto my God. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together tonight, Lord God, to meet in the sanctuary, God, to come before you and be in your presence, Lord. We thank you on tonight, Father God, that when we're in this place, Lord God, you allow us, God, to seek your face and be in that safe place with you even more, Lord God. We thank you on tonight, Father God, that you're so concerned about us, Lord God, and we can cast our cares upon you because you care for us, God, that even when we don't know what it is, Lord God, you know exactly what's on our hearts and our minds, God, and your spirit moves within us, Lord God, that we will be able, Lord God, to allow these things to be cast at your feet, Father God, not just simply laying them down, but thrown at your feet, Father God, because we know, Lord God, that you are concerned about us, Lord God. You're going to take care of us, God, and you are moving on our behalf, Father God. You are the shepherd, and we are your sheep, and we want to say thank you on tonight, God, for seeing about us, God. We want to say thank you, God, for leading us to safety, God, and even if by chance we're in the brink of danger, Lord God, that you are with us, Lord God, and fighting for us, God. Move on our behalf, Father God. We want to say thank you once again, Father God, for even reminding us, God, who we are, God, in the midst of it all, Father God, that we won't cower down and tuck our tails, God, but we'll stand with confidence and courage in the knowing, God, of who you said that we are, knowing, God, who you are for us, God, and just how much you mean to us, Lord God. Oh, God, I want to say thank you on tonight, Father God, because you proved to us how much we mean to you, Lord God, when you sent your only son to die on the cross and shed his blood for us, Lord God. You let us know then, God, that we were valuable to you, Father God. I want to say thank you, God. You let us know then, God, that we were loved by you, Father God. We were validated, approved, accepted, and chosen by you, Lord God. We want to say thank you on today, Father God, that your validation, your approval, Father God, your hand-picking and choosing, God, that it ranks above any and everything else and above any and anyone else, Lord God. We bless you on today, God. We say that with gratitude and humility, Father God, because we know, God, that we are nothing without you, Lord God. It is you, Lord God, who make us to be who we are today, God. It is you that's molding us and shaping us and fashioning us and positioning us, Lord God. We know, Lord God, it has nothing to do with us, Lord God. And we humbly come before you and tell you thank you on today. We thank you today, Father God, even letting us know who we are, God, but revealing what's on the inside of us, God, that we may be able to completely be who you want us to be, Father God, that we may be able to fully walk in our divine destiny, embrace our purpose, Father God. That we may be able to continue, Father God, to endure this race, Lord God. Continue on this journey, Father God, in you, Lord. Because we know, Father God, we cannot finish this journey if we are not in you. And want to say thank you, Lord God, for drawing us close and keeping us near. Thank you on today, Father God, for your unchanging hand, Father God. And continue, Lord God, to keep your arms wide open and your hands stretched out to us, Lord God. That we may continue, Lord God, to hold on to your unchanging hand. Because you never change, God. You always remain the same. And we thank you that you never fail us, Lord God. You never leave us or forsake us, God. You're always there right on time. And Lord, we bless you on today. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, God. We thank you on tonight, Father God, for lifting up those things that were heavy on our heart and our mind. Those things that were astray on our brain, Father God, even if we did not directly know what it is you did, God. And then allowing us, Father God, to be able to release and accept and embrace your peace, God. And into your presence, Lord God, because we know, God, we're in that place. There's nothing else that can dwell there, God. We want to say thank you on tonight, Father God, for seeing about those things that concern us, God. For helping us, God, to be mindful, to regard, Lord God, not to allow these things to fester or be, Father God, so consumed and have us wrapped up, God, that we forget and not mindful, God, of who you are. Knowing, Lord God, that you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. Knowing, God, that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Knowing, God, that you are Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Knowing, Lord God, that you are the one that holds our power in your hand, Lord God. We want to say thank you, God, that you hold our power in your hand, God, that you sit high and look low, God, that you're not oblivious, Lord God, but you are aware of everything, God. You are aware of everything, Father God. You know exactly, Lord God, what goes on in our life, Father God, because you wrote our story. You wrote our story, Father God, and in you writing our story, you wrote it out that we, Father God, have a plan that is good and not of evil, God. So even in our times of challenge and trouble, Father God, we know that these things are only temporal, Lord God. And we want to say thank you on today, Father God, for helping us remember it's only temporary, God, but that we must endure. We must hold on and hold out. We must simply stand in the knowing, God, that you are who you say you are, God. Just simply knowing and believing, Father God, that you are moving and working in our lives, God, and everything that happens is necessary, that it's in purpose, on the purpose, God, intentions on the purpose that you have for us, Lord God. We want to say thank you, God, for the purposes that you have for our lives, God, even the things that we go through, endure, Lord God, in order to make us to be who you want us to be, Father God, because we know, God, we don't go through some things. How can we be made, Father God, just like the process, Lord God, of building, God? We know that these things have to go through some things to become, Lord God, the structures that they are, God. And we know, Lord God, that you are doing it from the inside out, and we thank you for doing it from the inside out, starting with our hearts, Lord God, because we know, Father God, if our hearts are not right, nothing else will be right, God. We thank you today for being our mind regulator on today, Father God, allowing our minds to be transformed and renewed in you, God, and helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, even helping us, Lord God, to be mindful and exposed to us, God, when we have taken our minds and our eyes off you, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, we keep our minds stayed on you, you keep us in perfect peace, God. If we continue, Lord God, to think on those things of you, God, we'll be able, Lord God, to have that peace even in the midst of the chaos, God, because we're thinking of those things that are good, we're thinking of those things that are true and are honest, Lord God, and you are true, Lord God, and you are good, God, and we know everything that you say to us, God, is good and is true, God, and anything else, God, that may be in our minds trying to wander and swim around, God, that's contrary to it, we know that they are lies, God. So we cast them down on today, Father God. Even the things that we see, God, if it does not, God, line with what you say, Father God, we will not allow those things to deceive us or easily move us, Father God, because we know, Lord God, even though it may look like that right now, God, it's not what you said it's going to be, Lord God. So, Lord God, we're going to continue to trust you and stand on your word, Father God. We're going to continue, Lord God, to walk by faith and not by sight, because, Lord God, when we see these things and even when we hear these things, God, sometimes it causes to get messed up, Lord God. But, Lord God, because we trust you, because we know you do your best work in the dark, because you have not ever failed us, God. You have always shown up and shown out right on time, God, and that you are always with us, Lord God. We're going to continue, Father God, to put our best foot forward. We're going to continue, Father God, to move forward, Lord God, and not looking back. We're going to keep moving forward, Father God, and not stand still and get stuck, God, because we know when we stand still and get stuck, that's when everything tries to pile, Lord God. But if we keep on moving, God, these things will not be so easy to attach to us, God, and as you make us aware of these things, God, may we continue to stay armored on, Father God. For the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, Father God, as we continue, Lord God, to stand on this battlefield, Lord God. Oh, Lord, why I want to say thank you on today. We thank you and stay, Father God, for helping us to be mighty and strong in you, God, creating us, God, to be the warriors that you need for us to be, Father God, in your army on today, God. That as we continue, Lord God, to fight this good fight, God, to make it, Lord God, to not only stand, Father God, stand true in ourselves, Lord God, but be able to stand in the gap for one another, God, because we are helpers one to another, God. And we want to say thank you on today. Oh, God, as we continue this journey, God, continue to help us to bear our crosses, Lord God. Continue, Father God, to pick them up, Lord God, and handle them with grace, Lord God, and endurance on today, God. And if by chance you send someone to help us, we want to say thank you on today, Father God, because again, Lord, you said that we are helpers one to another, Father God. We thank you, God, for being our initial help, God. Because initially, Lord God, it is you. You know what we need, God. And you send it right on, Lord God. We just want to say thank you on today, God. You know what we need? Some strength. You know what we need? Some peace. You know what we need? Some keeping. You know what we need? Some healing. You know what we need to release, Lord God. And you are always right there, Lord God, to supply and provide everything that we need, God. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you on today. May we continue, Father God, to look to you, our ever-present help in time of need, God, no matter how big or how small it is, God, no matter what it's pertaining to or concerning, God, we know that you are our help, God. Lord, continue to give us the wisdom that we need, God. In the midst of you giving us the wisdom, Father God, continue to show us how to apply it, God. And even, Lord God, in the midst of our futures, Lord God, you said not to worry about it because you already got it set up, our future securing you, God, but you do want us to be wise and plan, God. So, Lord God, help us, Lord God, to be wise in our planning, Lord God. You said to count up the cost, God. You said to store up, God. Your word tells us all through, Lord God, and to be prepared in so many words, God. So, Lord God, continue, Lord God, to help us to prepare, Lord God, and whatever that it is, Lord God, and especially within our hearts, God, that you may help us, Lord God, to walk through to our next song today, Father God. We want to say thank you, Lord God, for every victory that you have given us, God. Thank you, Lord God, for every trial and test that you have helped us, Lord God, to pass, God. Thank you, Father God, for every obstacle that you have helped us to overcome, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that we are more than conquerors, Lord God. on today, Father God. May we continue to tread over the head of the scorpion and the snake, Lord God. May we continue, Father God, to walk in the power and authority that you have given us, God, that you continue, Father God, to sever everything, Lord God, that prevents us from knowing, believing, and trusting that we have the power and authority to do so and be who you have called for us to be, not because we said it, God, but because you said it, God. It's what you say, Lord God, and we stand on that today, Father God. Oh, Lord God, I'm asking that you continue, Lord God, to help us to stay encouraged and even encourage ourselves, Father God, in the midst of a situation and trial, God. May we continue, Lord God, to keep our hope on today, Father God. May our hope continue to be in you, Father God, because we know you're doing what you do best, Lord God. That's being guided, God, all by yourself. Lord God, continue to help us, God, to not be in our own way, God, preventing you, Lord God, from doing what you need to do in our lives and even in us, God, and in our families on today, Father God, in every area of our life, Lord. God, we welcome you to intervene. We welcome you to insert yourself. We welcome you, Lord God, to be all of any, Lord God, because it's your business, Father God. But we know that you are a gentleman, Lord God, and you won't force your way in, God. You won't make us allow you, Lord God, but you will allow us, Lord God, to willingly choose to allow you, Lord God, to have your way, Lord. So, Father God, today we come before you. We want to let you know that we welcome you to have your way, God, as we surrender it all to you, Lord God, as we lay it all at your feet, God, knowingly and unknowingly, Lord God. We invite you in, God, because we know, God, when you do it as you do it best, Lord God. And there is no flaws and no defects, God. It's not done partiality, Lord God, but it's done in completeness and wholeness, God, in decency and in order, God. Lord God, continue to restore the order, putting everything in its proper place where it needs to be, God, including us, God. And as you do that, God, let us stay in position, Father God, because whatever you're doing, Lord God, we don't want you to do without us, Lord God. So, Lord God, help us continue, Lord God, to stand our ground and stay in position, God, no matter what obstacles come, no matter what the enemy says, God, no matter who tries to come up against us, God, because your word assures and lets us know if you be for us, who can be against us, God? Even though the weapons form, they will not prosper, God. May we continue, Father God, to look in the mirror and know who we are, God. You said that we are the head and not the tail. We are the lender and not the borrower, Lord God. We are above and not beneath on today, Father God. So on today, we stand in the knowing of who we are, Lord God, in you. Because it's what you say on today, Lord God. God, continue to touch your people on today, God. Continue to help your people, Lord God, to get to that place of complete healing you that you need them to be on today. Continue to touch our communities and heal, Lord God. Continue to touch our families and continue to heal, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to touch any and everything in our lives and everything attached to us, God, to continue to heal, Lord God. And complete this on today, God. You know what needs that healing on today, God. So, Lord, I'm asking that you would do it, Lord God, because I know that you're able and capable of doing so, Lord. Father, I ask on tonight that you continue to touch the prayers on the prayer wall, God, and even the prayers on the altar in the altar box, and consider them and answer them, God. The hearts cries that have went out on tonight, God, they have poured out, God, and even they don't know what they poured out, but you do, God. I'm asking that you continue to see about your people on tonight, God, those that we are standing in the gap for, God. We uplift them up to you on tonight, Father God, because we know, God, that you have no respect of person, God. So, Lord God, continue to see about your people, God, each and every one of them, Father God, no matter who they are or where they are, God. Lord, you know exactly what they need, Lord God. As we come together in the sanctuary on tonight, God, continue to meet us tonight, Lord God, as you teach us what you need to teach us, God, and our hearts be open to receive your word, Lord God, as it goes forth, Lord God, that it continue to plant the seed, and even more of the seeds that have already been planted, God, that we may mature and be nurtured, Lord God, that we continue, Lord God, to be edified and enlightened in you on today, as you make all things new, God. God, continue to outpour your spirit, and may continue, Lord God, to receive it, Lord. And we pray that these things, God, in your son Jesus' name. Amen.